USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Two Republican congressmen under investigation. The House Ethics Committee announcing Friday it's investigating New York's Tom Reed and Florida's Matt Gaetz. The New York Times reporting Gaetz is under federal investigation for sex trafficking and other allegations. Speaking in Florida at Trump Doral, Gaetz promises he won't back down.
I have not yet begun to fight for the country I love and for the nation that I know benefits from America First principles. I'm built for the battle. And I'm not going anywhere.
As for Reed, he's accused of sexually harassing a female lobbyist 4 years ago. He has apologized and says he won't seek re-election. Myanmar's military rulers announcing plans to hold elections in 2 years. Meanwhile, more violence between the military and protesters. There are reports that at least 10 people were killed Friday. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer being urged to retire. The liberal advocacy group Demand Justice launching an effort Friday to publicly pressure the 82-year-old to step down so President Biden can nominate a black woman. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Religious liberty advocates claiming victory. The Supreme Court late Friday night rules 5-4 in favor of Bible study groups who claimed California's COVID restrictions violated their rights. More problems reported with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday stops administering the vaccine after 8 people report side effects. The CDC investigating. USC professor of medicine David Agus telling ABC News we shouldn't overreact.
The current vaccines that are out there in the public work against all of the variants. The American public should rest assured that science is pivoting along with our knowledge to be able to take care of this. And the benefits of the vaccine tremendously outweigh any potential downside.
The CDC investigating similar issues in Iowa, Colorado, and North Carolina. Scientists alarmed by the number of dead whales washing up on the shores of the San Francisco Bay Area recently. The bodies of 4 gray whales found in 9 days, the latest on Thursday. One whale hit by a ship. Investigators looking into the other 3 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Jurors in the Derek Chauvin murder trial hearing from the man who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide. Annapin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. David Baker testifying Friday in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer explaining why he ruled Floyd's death a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we apply the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
Under cross-examination, Baker says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but Baker says they were not a direct cause. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, passing away at age 99. Here's Wendy King.
The Duke of Edinburgh died after spending weeks in London hospitals and undergoing an unspecified heart procedure on March 4th for a pre-existing condition. In a statement, Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness Prince Philip." Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was the longest-serving consort in history and one of the last surviving people in this country to have served in the Second World War. In a statement, President Biden said, "On behalf of all the people of the United States, we send our deepest condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the entire royal family, and all of the people of the United Kingdom." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.